The Howe County Sheriff's Office says the search for a suspect who fled on foot near Howe Memorial Cemetery yesterday has concluded without locating the individual. Authorities stress that there is no ongoing threat to the community at this time. The incident began after a trooper stopped a vehicle on Highway 63 near the cemetery and determined it was stolen. The driver exited the vehicle and ran west into the woods. Troopers and deputies responded immediately, establishing a perimeter with assistance from a drone and a canine unit. A suspect has been identified. Residents in the area are advised to lock their homes, secure their vehicles and belongings, and report any suspicious activity to law enforcement. And a Mountain Home man was seriously injured last Friday evening after being struck by a vehicle while riding his bicycle in Baxter County. The Arkansas State Police have not released the name of the 47-year-old victim. According to the report, a truck driven by a 19-year-old man from Mountain Home was traveling on Arkansas Highway 126 near the entrance to the McLean Hitting Barn when it struck the bicyclist who was riding without lights. The bicycle came to a rest in a ditch and the rider was thrown from it. The accident occurred at 6:39 p.m. on Friday. The victim was transported to Baxter Health for treatment. The Houston School District reports that a deer rifle was discovered in a student's vehicle yesterday in the high school parking lot of the school. A school resource officer immediately responded, secured the firearm, and removed it from the property. According to school officials, there was no threat to students or staff at any time, and the situation was handled quickly and safely. The district says all required board policies and procedures will be followed as they work through the incident. School leaders are reminding high school students and families that firearms are not allowed to be stored in vehicles or on school property, and ask everyone to remain mindful of school safety regulations. And the Shannon County Sheriff's Office reports that on Sunday night, a traffic stop in Montier resulted in the arrest of two men on multiple drug and firearm charges. The stop occurred on November 16th at approximately 10:09 p.m. near Highway U and State Route M after deputies observed a vehicle cross the center line and commit additional lane violations. Deputies identified the driver as Ian Dawson and the passenger as Jake Walker, both of whom were found to be on active probation. Dawson consented to a search warrant of the vehicle. During a weapons check, deputies located suspected methamphetamine in Walker's pocket, and he was detained while the search was continued. A further search of the vehicle revealed multiple controlled substances, including suspected Schedule II pills, along with additional narcotics and drug paraphernalia. Deputies also recovered a fully loaded 9mm pistol, a black semi-automatic rifle inside of a rifle bag with 350 rounds of ammunition, and a black handgun with an obliterated serial number. Dawson later admitted ownership of the firearms, while Walker admitted to having the narcotics located on his person. Walker also tested positive for amphetamines during a narcotic test kit evaluation. Both Dawson and Walker were taken into custody and transported to the Shannon County Sheriff's Office. All evidence collected will be submitted to the Missouri State Crime Lab for analysis. Following the investigation, both men were formally charged with 3 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm and 3 counts of unlawful use of a weapon, subsection 11, possessing a firearm, and a felony controlled substance. They were each assigned a $175,000 cash-only bond with additional conditions, including electronic monitoring and weekly drug testing. A Donovan man was taken into custody Tuesday morning in Ripley County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 39-year-old Adam E. McKinley of Donovan was arrested at 10 a.m. on a Ripley County felony warrant for first-degree burglary. McKinney was transported to the Ripley County Jail, where he is being held on bondable charges. And the Thayer City Council met last night at their newly remodeled City Hall for their regular monthly meeting. The council first approved the consent agenda, then they approved the paying of the bills. Mayor Donna Martin then appointed 12 people to the Planning and Zoning Committee. Those appointed were Jason Baker, Nathan Cates, Erman Crony, Carol Eck, Joy Evans, Sarah Fullington, Steve Hall, Eva Com, H.C. Rowland, Alex Schrabel, John Tolliner, and Angela Toomey. Also on the committee in a non-voting capacity are Mayor Martin, Alderman Janice Toller, and City Clerk Brent Collins. The council then heard from Trent Courtney with SCOCOG about the comprehensive 5-year plan.
A comprehensive plan, when you develop one, you really need to have a planning and zoning commission in place, because they are the ones that kind of, the ones I directly work with. Of course, we bring in the citizens, because that is the main thing, is having citizens' input and transparency. But the overall goal is to identify all of the city-owned. So don't look at it just like one item, but it's anything the city owns. So it's water, sewer, infrastructure, electrical, park systems. We'll get all that mapped out and have a digital map of that. And then also it's really good and handy to be able to prepare your budget based on a data-driven purpose instead of just guessing, because water, sewer, stormwater, those are important items, and they're out of sight, out of mind.
The council voted to approve the plan. They then discussed the election notice being printed in the newspaper. They approved longevity pay for city employees, approved the holiday party for employees on December 23rd, and approved the holiday schedule. The council then approved the MoDOT Aviation Grant Airport Improvements and approved the Alley Cats Alleys Resolution. The city council meets the second Tuesday of each month at City Hall. The City of West Plains has announced that the boil water advisory has been officially lifted. All required water samples have been collected and tested, with results confirming that the water meets all Missouri DNR safety and quality standards. Residents now may resume normal water use. City officials thank the community for their patience and cooperation while crews work to resolve the issue, adding that the safety of the residents remains a top priority. And yesterday, officials in Fulton County released that Mammoth Spring and all of Fulton County is in a burn ban until further notice.